The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Back live May 6th. All right.
Yeah, yesterday was Cinco.
And May the 4th be with you, crap, was what... By the way, we're talking to Shatner this week?
Tomorrow.
And did Shatner tweet out yesterday?
His tweet was on May the 4th, right?
The Saturday.
Yeah,
he
put up a graphic that says, to the children of SW, Star Wars, yeah. May the 4th be with you. When you grow up, you can join the Federation. Love, Bill.
He's the best, man.
I love him.
What's he pimping?
He has got a children's album coming out.
Is that right?
Yes. Huh. At, what, 91, 92 years old?
Yeah.
He's still kicking, man.
He was roasted.
Yeah, he did a roast years ago.
Patton Oswalt had that great, at the end of Patton Oswalt said, he pulls out that, he's like, can you settle a bet for my friends and I? He pulls out that, like, paper lunch sack, and he goes, can you act your way out of this?
That was a lie?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. As Denny Crane on
Boston Legal.
He was amazing.
Yeah.
And he won awards for that, too, you know. Yeah, that was I love that show, Boston Legal. Yeah, with him and James Spader. Exactly.
I never watched that, but
It was so good, Todd.
His typical over the top Shatner.
He was just crazy. I'm Denny Crane. You know, like I'm the stud lawyer. It was people know him. They watch it. Know what I'm talking about. It was really, really, really good. I did see the end. I actually was sitting around the couch and actually caught the Kentucky Derby. Not that it mattered to me at all, but
for the first time in many years, I actually saw it.
I was at a bar. And I said, was it three horses? Photo finish? Bang, bang, bang?
Yeah, and there was a photo finish in a NASCAR race that Nick sent me. I know Nick's a big NASCAR
fan. Like one hundredth of a second.
The NASCAR?
Yeah.
I don't think you can get a closer margin of victory.
No, one thousandth.
Okay.
0.001.
We've seen bumper finishes. Yeah. How close is this? Is it like you can't, naked eye, you can't see?
It's minuscule. I don't know how they would have picked a winner if there weren't cameras.
Like the front of the bumper of who won it.
I don't know.
Kyle Larson.
Right.
Yeah.
It's dude in a car.
Maybe half an inch ahead of the other car that belonged to Chris Buescher. I'm not familiar with him.
They said it's the closest one ever?
Yeah. I don't think you can get much closer. 1/1000th of a second?
Probably not. It's an inch going that fast, right?
It's close.
Yeah, 1/1000th.
Super close. Yeah.
Now, if he had a big rubber thing at the end of the other guy's bumper, of course, he'd be slower then.
It would have slowed him down a little bit. Right?
Well, it seemed like if one guy would have had an I'd rather be masturbating license plate frame, he'd have gotten there just that much
that
further.
Would take him across.
Right. Something dangling across the front of the hood.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he would have had a hood ornament of some kind, he would have won.
It's like the old Seinfeld joke about the Olympics, like the sprinters, the guy that wins by a nose is like greatest guy in the world, and second guy, no, never heard of him.
No,
nobody cares.
You're right.
Right. They work all that time and do that stuff, right? And then they don't.
Well, yeah, you don't get a jug of milk or whatever for second place.
No, you do not. Well, that's the jug of milk is the Indy 500.
Oh, yeah, that'll be later this month.
No, it's not every race.
No.
Did you see the guy a couple? This happened.
You get jugs of anything else for other races?
This happened this year.
Not that I'm aware of.
This happened this year with a guy that won a, I think he might have won a, I don't know if it was a NASCAR or it was a Formula One or some one of those races. He shook up a champagne bottle and sprayed it up the girl's crotch. See
I saw that clip. That was somewhere over in Europe, I think.
That's sexual assault.
That's an F1 thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not an F1 thing to shake, not to shake it on the crotch. You don't do that. But that's not the F1 thing.
Yeah, he had the big Magnum.
Champagne's one thing, right.
And he just right up her skirt.
Intentionally?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Absolutely intentionally.
I mean, you should be charged for something for that. And I don't know if anything fell through that, you know, because she might have had to press charges. I don't know. That's how she talked right there.
Yeah.
That's got to be.
Had to be.
Some form of assault. If you wanted to pursue it.
Oh, in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. If you watch it, it's like not cool. It's like, don't be so woke. What do you mean? You don't take a champagne bottle and just shove it up a girl's panties, you know? Unless they're into that.
Right, unless she asks for that.
Yeah, unless she asks for that.
Shoot her dog.
Yeah. Shoot her dog. What a scumbag she is. Trying to spin that. Give me a break. She shot a puppy in the face. What a scumbag.
I saw her Sunday morning. How much work has she had done?
Oh, man. There's a picture of her just
Tom Brady
years
levels.
Ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's.
But all those MAGA chicks, they end up being just gross looking. You know,
inside
gross looking
and out, made. There is nothing genuine about that person.
She's so horrible. South Dakota, I mean, I realize we got that. Pillen's like one of the worst guys out there, but she's just brutal. And
he's not doubling down on shooting puppies.
No, he's not.
She's calling for other dogs.
I'm not going to say he's good because she's bad. He sucks too. But she's horrible. We know that. But what was I? Oh, because I tweeted it out a couple times. That and the racist Mississippi guy. I mean, he was making people going, "What's racist about it?" He's making monkey noises.
You'll have to be more specific when you say racist Mississippi
guy.
Thank you.
It's like
but
Favre?
There were people out there because you could see where people go on social media. I didn't do it on Facebook. I did it on the Twitter. And you can see where people go, "What's the big deal?" Like, oh, they're mad that their right-wing politician is horrible, but they can't bail. You can't bail right now, Nick, can you? You can't bail.
No,
you gotta they got to find a way. Well, some guy called us hypocrites. I said, "What? What? We all got puppies. I'm not going to blow them away with a gun."
Well, because
they
you're
poop
a pussy.
With a rug, you know.
Because you're not a real man.
How are we hypocrites? Because
I don't know
that one deer.
No. And by the way, all we ever said about pit bulls was they're dangerous, and you know we don't want them around. But I would never kill one. I'm not shooting a dog. I don't even shoot a deer, you know?
You don't shoot skeets.
And I'm not shooting your dog. I mean, my dog either, you know? What a scumbag. Yeah. But, you know, that's what it takes to be in that side of the island to begin with. But, yeah, the Mississippi guy was crazy because...
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What a scumbag, man.
I can't believe people asked what was racist about it.
I know. I saw it everywhere.
What was said? Can we even say it on the air?
No, he's making monkey noises to a black protester.
Well, yeah. That's
in her face. In her face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love that. What about this blatantly racist behavior is racist?
Right.
The whole thing.
Right. Well, he'll be on Fox this week sometime. He was kicked out of his frat. They should probably kick him out of school.
Yeah, he'll make the rounds with Kyle Rittenhouse.
And by the way, kicked out of that frat doesn't mean he's not going to be hanging there all the time with those guys. The guys love him.
Oh, he's a hero.
Yeah, of course he is.
To them.
What are you looking at?
I'm trying to remember who it was last night. I think it was that Tony Hinchcliffe.
Yeah.
Who had a line about Brady's fan base is the same as Kyle Rittenhouse's. I'm pretty sure that was. I think he might have had the best set of anybody, top to bottom. His it was quick.
He was hardcore. Yeah,
man, did he hit hard.
Yeah, you haven't watched Nikki Glaser though.
No, I got to see the first hour. Yeah,
she nailed it.
Yeah, she did.
How many hours is it?
Three.
It was long.
Yeah, it was. It was like 7 to 10 our time. It was a good solid 3 hours.
And that was live last night.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
From Inglewood, California, right?
Yeah.
Well, they were making jokes about. Oh, Kevin Hart's making jokes in the beginning about a lot of – this is where the Lakers played, a lot of effing. He talked about Magic getting AIDS right here in this building.
Yeah, they were at the forum.
You mentioned Favre. Favre caught a stray late from Brady. He said something about when Peyton and I came into the league, Brett Favre was still faxing his dink pics. We've been around for a long time. Brett
Favre. I haven't seen Brady talk yet.
Yeah. Just caught a nice stray to Brett Favre. I liked it.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. You haven't checked it out.
Minnesota Vikings legend, Brett Favre.
Yeah, no, that's not sticking, Puss.
I'm going to stay with it.
That is not sticking.
Never.
No. There's new GIF out there, guys.
Yes.
Was this like a GIF Nutella?
It's kind of, yeah.
And there must have been a peanut butter thing that played on the best stuff. The guy that checked it and said there's no difference between them all, that couldn't be further from the truth.
No, he's insane. He's insane.
The guy that said what?
Somebody chimed in on email or social media or something saying there's no difference between the peanut butters. That's like the people that say water. All the water tastes the same. It's not true.
What is the difference between the peanut butters?
Quality.
That's, flavor.
quality.
I don't spend a lot of time eating peanut butter.
There's flavor. There's like spreadability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of the store brand gets like kind of grainy.
Yeah.
You know, it's not as smooth.
You can't. Some of it's so bad you can't even really spread it across a piece of bread.
Yeah. Well, this new stuff
it's
that
all the same.
This new stuff that GIF's coming out, it's not quite. It doesn't seem like it's not quite Nutella because they're billing it as peanut butter and chocolate flavored spread. So it's supposed to be a mix of both. Now Nutella to me is just chocolate.
Right.
You know, okay. But this stuff is supposed to be chocolate and peanut butter together, and they say it's lower in sugar than the leading hazelnut spread.
That's Nutella.
Yeah.
Which is Nutella.
But higher in sugar than regular peanut butter, I'm sure.
Yeah. But it looks really awesome.
And
yeah,
Nick,
it does.
We listened to the best of, Nick, in a car that day or something like that?
Well, no, somebody emailed or something.
Oh, yeah. Somebody just chimed in. Most people don't even know the show's being replayed. You know?
It's all the same. Yeah. Come on.
He took a day out and told you.
It's like beer. Are all beers the same?
No, they're not.
No.
They're not.
Same thing.
No, it's the person is absolutely obviously insane.
I wouldn't want to spend a second with that person.
No. No, it's a personality red flag.
He loves you, Nick, and everything. Yeah, I love that Nick, man. I really like that Nick guy, and he's bumming out today.
It did, yeah. They'll wonder why I get emails, be like, oh, hope you don't wake up tomorrow.
All right. I see Rachel got married, too, all over the socials. I saw that.
Oh, yeah, that was on May
now
the 4th.
I don't know if you'd officially say that, because there were like 8 different surprises that we couldn't talk about.
we should stop there.
Oh, stop there. Okay.
That's,
all right.
That's that they got married.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
They got married.
Okay. Congratulations. They got married. All right. Cool. Come on back.